Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ah, we got Howie Mandel here in studio with us this morning. Howie, good to see you. Thanks a lot for hanging out with us. First, you got something going on. You're trying to help folks keep their cholesterol at a reasonable level. Do I have that right? Trying to help folks out here?
I am trying to help folks out. I'm not involved at keeping people's cholesterol at a reasonable level.
You can't do that?
No, I'm just informing people how cholesterol being at a reasonable level is important. So I'm just informing people to talk to their doctors and to continue to talk to the doctors. And if they found out they had high cholesterol like I did and they were prescribed a statin and maybe they had side effects or they didn't like it, continue to talk to your doctor. Don't just go off it on your own. There are other solutions. There are other products that may be better for you. So just keep talking to your doctor. And I'm part of a website, takecholesteroltoheart.com. So go check me out there. Go learn and survive. I think we've just saved three lives in this broadcast.
There's no doubt about it. But you don't have to be a fat person either. Put it out there because...
am I a fat person?
No, and I'm speaking from experience as well because I've been on a statin now for like 3 or 4 years. I was a football player, so
right.
The minute that I retired...
And he was fat.
I had the Widowmaker. So I got three stents put in. Cholesterol was the issue, plaque development and that kind of thing. So I'm really familiar with your cause.
I have it too, and you're an athlete, and I'm just a slender stud.
Clearly.
Clearly. Yet, we both have cholesterol, and it's silent. You don't feel it,
no,
right? The doctor
no.
tells you about it, and you go, oh, my God, you're this close.
It's like a horrible fart. It's silent but deadly. It really is. No pun intended.
It's worse than a fart.
It depends how
Possibly.
Gassy you are.
Really?
You cannot die from a fart, but you can die from high cholesterol.
Wow.
So take cholesterol.
Can you put that
heart
in layman's terms for the listener?
It depends on who you're dealing with, but for the most part, a couple seconds of being uncomfortable with the inhalation of somebody else's flatulence versus actual having, you know,
something
really,
coming from inside your own body.
Very much so.
You can do to you worse than somebody else can do to you just by ignoring.
Without awareness either.
So I'm telling people, don't ignore. And this is Heart Healthy Month. This is Heart Month.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Definitely.
So we're saving lives.
And there's also two types of cholesterols as well that you got to be paying attention to. You know, there's the good and there's the bad. Clearly, the bad is the one that we're talking about right now.
So again, it's a good cause that Howie's involved in here. TakeCholesterolToHeart.com. Is it like choosing who is your favorite child if I ask you which you enjoy more, Deal or No Deal or America's Got Talent?
Well, it is like asking me that because those are the names of two of my three children, which is also a weird coincidence.
Ironic.
Yeah, I don't know if you're asking me about the shows or the children.
The shows.
I love them both, and they're very different. They're the same. I love each one differently. Right now, Deal or No Deal is on. We just finished AGT Champions.
Good. I love that show.
Deal or No Deal.
I love it too.
That's on CNBC Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock, our new episodes. And AGT, just sitting there watching people. AGT is easier for me.
Is it?
I feel like
for America's Got Talent with taping and all that, I feel like it's hours and hours and hours of watching acts over and over, and we probably don't get to see a lot of the really awful ones.
I think you get to see a lot of the awful ones,
okay.
You know, on AGT. I think that makes our show shine. But the truth is, for me, sitting and watching hours and hours and hours of people perform, it does not really seem like a job. And that's what I do. I just sit there and watch. And I do that even when I'm not on the show. I will drop in at clubs. I will turn on television and watch non-English television and not even know what I'm watching. I'll drop in on if somebody's performing at a bar someplace at 3 a.m, I'll go watch that. I love sitting and watching that. Whereas on Deal or No Deal, I have to work that room constantly. I'm kind of and so concerned that somebody is not going to make the best decisions for themselves, though I can't without making them make better. And I don't know what's in the next case, and I don't know where the $1 million is, and I don't know what they're going to choose. But I got to consistently, you know, be in their face and make sure that they hopefully leave in a better place than they came.
Once in a while, I kind of fall down the YouTube portal, and I'm laying in bed, and maybe once in a while I want to lose a little bit of water weight, so I'll try to watch some of the tearjerkers that are on America's Got Talent. And what has come across your table that you've seen that has absolutely stuck with you throughout the years? You've had many seasons of America's Got Talent, so has there been any performers, whether it's the person who lost their hearing, whether it's the person who has overcome a death in the family, a loved one, the guy that wrote a song about his brother, has any of them stuck out in your mind?
Sounds like the biggest America's Got Talent fan right here.
Yeah, he just named everybody.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is, you know, a lot of people have those
they come
amazing
with those stories.
But so does everybody. And you don't have to be on America's Got Talent to have a story. And that just tells you that they're human and they're like you and me, and things happen to these people. And I personally, the things that stick to me, I mean, there is the story of Ketchy, who was just on Champions, who was one of the survivors of a plane crash. And just the fact that she can get up on stage and show up anywhere, she is an inspiration to anybody who's alive. But the things that stick out to me are the jaw-dropping surprises. And there was a little girl this year, Courtney Hadwin, mm-hmm. who is a 13-year-old little girl who has social anxiety and couldn't even talk and was sick backstage before she showed up. And then this little shy, you know, diminutive little 12-year-old girl who could hardly speak. As soon as the music started, she just was Janis Joplin reincarnated and just blew up. I think she's going to be a huge star. So those are the moments that I truly remember. She was my golden buzzer, and it's just those are the moments. And, you know, the stories that you talk about just tell me and people at home that everybody has, you know, a cross to bear and whatever that is. And hopefully you have hoping skills, and just to be able to get up out of bed and show up somewhere and try to change your life is kind of the story of America's Got Talent.
Who is your favorite host to work with on that, or has been your favorite host to work with on that show? You must like some people better than others.
No, again, you're asking me like my children.
Yes.
Terry Crews.
He's known as the rattlesnake.
Terry Crews
is known as the rattlesnake.
That's a good one. Terry Crews seems like a lot of fun, right?
Terry Crews is not only a lot of fun, he's a good human being. Did you ever play Terry?
No, but I've met Terry at a couple parties before. He's so energetic too, man. He's just full of energy.
He's full of energy. He's a real true fan of the show. He's a real true fan of people, and he's just been a real add to America's Got Talent Champions, which was just finished our first season, and he's going, and it was announced, he's the new host of America's Got Talent.
Very, very important question here. Okay, I'm sure
none
you
of the questions
is it going to be better than that last one.
This is the most important coming up. This is the most important coming
up. Okay, so every question after this.
Yes, which by the way, again, Howie is here. He's trying to help some folks out. All he does is touch you, and your cholesterol gets to a reasonable level, or it's just his aura. He's around you. But you could also go to takecholesteroltoheart.com, okay, and you check that out. Very important question. If there is a new remake of Gremlins, are you still Gizmo?
I would love to be. I could be.
Come away.
I'm auditioning. So, yes, people don't know that I was the voice of Gizmo, which is the same voice I used in Bobby's World.
Oh, there it goes.
Oh, he's either. You know, he was going to bring it up.
He didn't want to embarrass you.
He loves Bobby's World.
They were talking
giant
about it.
Bobby's World fan.
Bobby is still here. It's early in the morning.
But that was the same. I was on Muppet Babies. I was Skeeter, too, which is the same voice.
Oh, really?
Voice.
Really?
Yeah, I'm Skeeter.
I was Skeeter, Animal, and Bunsen Honeydew.
Goodbye. And Bunsen Honeydew will do something. He can make your sister disappear.
It's early for voices.
I mean, how could you not be Gizmo still?
How
did
you come up with these voices?
How did I come up
with
these voices?
Yeah, how do you come up with them?
I was choking on a piece of cake when I was young. It's true. And I was
really?
Going,
help me.
My voice, it was constricted. Don't try this at home. Don't try to choke
on
cake.
Yeah, don't choke on it.
And I have no cake, and I learned to do it without cake, and it's a real talent.
Were you ever on set for Gremlins, or did you do everything remotely? You never met anyone that was in the film. Like, how did that work when you did Gremlins?
No, I didn't. I was not on set. I was in a recording studio much like this, and I was looking at a screen. So they were on. No, I was after the movie is already done. I would feel the little mouth movements of Gizmo.
When's the last time you watched Gremlins?
The last time I watched it,
yeah,
I haven't seen it in probably a decade.
It's so good.
It is good?
Yes, it's good. The second one, not so much. But the first one, classic
thank
movie.
You.
Not your
thank
fault.
Thank you.
No, you were fantastic in it, but I mean, come
Which
on.
Which one do you like better?
You know, plot's kind of weak. But the first movie, question. Great movie.
Thank you.
I'm endorsing you for the new one.
Okay, yeah. And I thank you for allowing me to audition and to show them that
you're
I still have the voice,
still
I have what it.
It
takes, and I want to be there.
Can Gizmo sign off for us here? We know you're
Gizmo?
Very busy.
What's your sign off?
Oh, just whatever your sign, whatever Gizmo's sign off is.
Bye bye, Billy.
It was Billy, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Bye bye, Billy.
Thanks a lot, Howie. Howie Mandel with us here. And again, takecholesteroltoheart.com. Thanks a lot, Howie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.